WRMR 573, signal report.
WSTT.
I copy. I appreciate it. Came in a little broke up, but you heard me. So anyway, I don't know where you're at, but you coming into Grants Pass a little broke up. WRMR 573.
Now, Henry, this is John, WSBT 889, and I'm in Klamath. So I'm nowhere near you.
Hey, 889, John, you came in loud and clear that time. You must have moved over a little bit or got on the base station.
I probably moved over a little bit. Got a metal roof on the house, so it kind of plays a little, plays tricks every once in a while.
Yeah, copy. I'm sitting in the living room on the handheld. Got fire going and... waiting for check-in.
Yep, same here. I'm actually sitting in the dining room and got the fire going and waiting for the net to go, and then I'll turn around and be jumping over to our local channel 3 and turn around and do the net on 3.
Copy that. Do you guys do Channel 3 CB on the Citizens Band as well?
Well, I've got a radio somewhere up in the attic from one of our moves, but no, we don't. I thought about maybe getting it started, but I've taken over the, pretty much taken over the GMRS Channel 3, so, or the Emeron Channel 3, and... I don't know. I thought about it. I thought about going ahead and getting a ground plane set up and getting back into the CB, but no, I don't. Not as of yet, anyway. Right now, I'm working on a repeater system, so, and I've got the GMRS base and all my HTs and everything else, so, yeah, it's just CB, Citizen Band is a thought right now.
Copy that. Yeah, I got a couple CBs. I just, and one that needs to be repaired. I need to send it out. But, yeah, I got a pole now. I got a 20-foot pole. I need to set it up with a vertical 5-inch wave, 10 meter and 27 megahertz, for CB and 10 meter.
I copy that. Yeah, I just sorted in. I've got everything in. I've got my repeater in. I've got my KMR 400 coax in. I've got all the accessories I need, and I just got in the bipod and tripod for it, and I just got in my 30 feet of mast, and I'm getting ready to work on the repeater. And after the repeater, I keep saying I'm going to work on a basically a mobile radio in my truck, in my diesel, and that's probably going to be next, and then I'll think about CB after that one.
Yeah, roger. If you get like a CB, I'll tell you, one of the best radios that a lot of us use, I've had them, I don't have one right now, but is a Stryker 955 are good radios. They're expensive, but they're really, really good and strong. Right now, I got one that does the same amount of power, but it's called a General HP40W, and it's got a little linear thing under it, which it's not really a linear. It just got 5 extra MOSFETs down there.
Roger that. Yep, I forget what I used to run back in the day, and I don't even know what's up in the attic. I know I got a radio up there, but, yeah, I can't even remember. It's been so long since I've even messed with it, but I know all my ham equipment was Yaesu, and I strictly stuck with that because, I don't know, back in the day in the 70s and 80s, that was the best of the best back then.
Oh, yeah, I remember back in them days. I lived in Vacaville, and there was a Japanese guy. His handle was Grasshopper, and he had the biggest rig I've ever seen. You know, he had one of them big old Mako moon rakers and just big old giant ham radios and CBs and all that stuff. He was into it big time.
And Santa Cruz, I had a friend that was the same way. Everything he did was Yaesu, so that's what got me into Yaesu, and even the, as far as the Linears, yeah, it was the same thing with him. That's all he ran.
Yeah, I like Yaesu. Never owned one. The only one I've ever owned for HF, like I told you the other day, was ICOM 7300. That was very nice. I mean, it was a little too much for a starter for HF, you know, because everything was all touch screen, and so, you know, it'd get complicated every once in a while. You know, you'd have to YouTube it, you know.
Complicated as you want, as long as it works, I guess. That's the way I always looked at it.
Yeah, copy that. Yep. WRMR 573. And you know, I always liked it because, you know, it would have the graphs, it'd have the waterfall. It was just nice, and you could be on one frequency, and you know, when somebody's talking, it would have like a sharp peak, and if you look over to the right or the left, if it started peaking, you knew somebody was on that frequency. You just slide over there, you know.
I hear that. Yep, I do. All right, Henry. Yeah, I'm gonna get off here. Yeah, I'm going to be monitoring, but now I'm going to get my dinner going. We just got finished doing the interior walls and the bird blocking and stuff on the new duck barn. And I'm going to get me something to eat and get ready for the net and get ready for Channel 3. So, as always, Henry, good talking to you. You have a good one. Hey, God bless the family, and we will talk to you after a while. WSBT 889, we're monitoring.
Okie dokie, 73 is WSBT 889, WRMR 573, and we are clear and monitoring.
Niner, got a copy, Mr. Henry.
Hey, 439 Dave, how's it going, buddy?
Going wonderful, Mr. Henry. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, doing good. What do you think about them Niners, man? I thought they were going to beat my Green Bay today.
Nah, we won't even go there. You know, we have three major players out, so that's the way it goes. But maybe there's next year, because I don't see this year them doing anything. So that's the way it goes. But anyway, Henry, I just want to stick my nose and head out there to say hello to you. I haven't talked to you in a couple days, so you have a good one. Let's leave the net open, and I'll talk to you later on, Mr. Henry, Mr. Chinaman. 43 WRMS, 439er.
Copy that, WRMS, 439er. Are you checking in tonight?
100%. How about you?
Oh, yeah. I've got the radio fully charged and sitting by. Yeah, yeah. Are you going to be home tomorrow?
I am, Henry. I got a Lloyd's coming out tomorrow also. You want to come on up?
Yeah, who's coming up?
Lloyd, my airplane buddy.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. You going to make a place out there to fly?
I already been flying out here, some of my gliders, but anyway, we're working on it, and not only that, if you want to come up, grab some firewood, I told you I'd give you some if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. Yeah, I'll come up and take care of the thing that I need to take care of, so anyway.
All right, Henry, we'll catch you later on, man. You have a good one. Good to hear your voice. WRMS 439, and we are standing by for the net.
Copy. WRMR 573, we're clearing, monitoring, and waiting for the net.